Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, today is June. Let me just double check. I think it's the 25th. Yep, June 25th. It's not too early to start planning your 4th of July celebration. Now, for a lot of people, they think they have to go out of town. They think they have to leave Pittsburgh to go somewhere else to have a great 4th of July weekend. But guess what? In a new study, Pittsburgh could well be a destination point for many on the 4th of July. Jill Gonzalez is an analyst with Wallet Hub, and she joins us now to tell us how we fared. Welcome back, Jill.
Thanks for having me back.
So I feel like you guys, as a rule, you have pretty good things to say about our little city here.
Yeah, it ranked in the top 20 for 4th of July celebration. So out of 100 cities, I'd say that's definitely pretty good. And it really shined when it comes to things like attractions and activities and safety and accessibility on 4th of July itself.
Now, was affordability a factor in the study as well?
It was, yes. Affordability, it did pretty well there. Pittsburgh could do maybe a little bit better, but we're really talking about things like lodging. So if you live there, wouldn't affect you as much.
Okay.
And then things like average beer and wine prices, hamburger costs if you yourself are grilling out.
Oh, interesting. Now, I'm just curious, and as I said in the introduction, I feel like you guys have pretty good things to say about our city. I'm just wondering, like, how do people get to vote? How is this information gathered?
So it's really not voting at all. It has
okay.
to do with existing data points. We look at legality of fireworks. We look at how long the firework celebration lasts from city to city. That really differs. We look at how many party suppliers there are per capita. So things like that. And again, we take price points of certain things. And for safety and accessibility, we look at everything from traffic congestion to DUIs that occur on 4th of July. To public transportation, so all of those things having to do with getting around.
So the fact that we here in Pittsburgh love with a capital L, a good fireworks display is probably not even a factor in the study, huh?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the popularity certainly is something that we look into, but, you know, Pittsburgh, I think, could even be in the top 15 or top 10 if its fireworks show lasted longer. So the main show lasts half an hour. I mean, that's hard to compete with, say, a New York that is going for over an hour now. So even little things like that we look at.
Indeed. So 20th out of 100. I'm just curious, who are some of the cities that came ahead of us?
So speaking of New York, they are number one. Pretty tough to beat with these kind of annual types of celebrations. But Washington, D.C., I think it makes sense, was number four on the list. Dallas was number six. St. Louis was number 10. So places really all around the country. Philadelphia was number 15.
Oh, okay. All right. So you mentioned activities, and I'm guessing, and I don't know how detailed the research is, because one of the things I think that Pittsburgh, one of the things that makes Pittsburgh special is the fact that there are so many free things to do here.
Yes, low and no-cost activities definitely came into play, not only for how many things there are to do, but better for that affordability ranking as well. So that's something that certainly came into play here, and I was actually surprised. And granted, we are like 10 days out, but right now, Pittsburgh, out of any other city, has the best 4th of July weather forecast.
Oh, my goodness. So you're telling us something that we didn't even know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
beat out D.C., beat out like Charlotte, North Carolina, Virginia Beach. So at least you guys have some good weather to look forward to.
We got that going for us. I'll tell you what, we have long been one of the best kept secrets in the world, certainly in the United States. But thanks to Wallet Hub, people are getting to know how great we are.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us today and telling us what a great place we are for the 4th of July. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.